Hello, it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. Wrapping up the month of February, the month of love.
It's a short one.
It is a short one. So much so, I'm getting very nervous about how I'm going to pay this month's rent.
Oh my God, that's Sunday, right?
It's literally Sunday.
Oh, so many bills in the first.
So many bills that I was like, excuse me, I already paid rent. Like,
can I get one a day freebie ago, I
feel
on
like,
this month?
Yeah, I feel like you should get a freebie. Like February
yeah, it's
doesn't
not, it doesn't
count.
Really happen.
Yeah, I agree.
What did happen this month?
I mean, not a lot. Valentine's Day happened.
Yes, for you.
For me, it was great because I have a boyfriend, and that means he has pressure to do nice things for me. And I did nice things for him, too. We we totally had kind of like, it felt like a very like grown-up Valentine's Day. We went and like had a little staycation, went to this really cute Airbnb, which, by the way, is my new obsession.
Bougie.
I know. We stayed at this super cute like little one-bedroom place in Long Beach. And it felt very, it kind of felt like Chicago, oddly, because you could walk everywhere.
Oh, that's really nice.
Kind of like Portland, too, when I was visiting my brother there. It's like, everybody's super cute and like on bikes and stuff. And you walked all the bars and coffee shops and restaurants. And we went and saw my most favorite band, the ultimate obsession of my life, the Avett Brothers. And
oh, I love them.
Oh my God. They were phenomenal. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you can see them in concert, you should. It's the best concert I've ever been to. And I've seen them 3 times. That was really fun. My friend Bemis and her boyfriend Gabe also went to the concert, so we all went out to dinner.
Fun. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they she got him tickets to go see it for Valentine's Day too. So I had a little like foursome date, which was really fun. And and then I just ate a gross amount of food the whole weekend.
I did too. I mean, my Valentine's was pretty much, I woke up and like my phone was ringing from this like unknown number, and I was like,
It's my secret Valentine?
Special delivery. And I was like, oh my goodness. I'm downstairs. And I went down. My mom had sent me a dozen various baked goods.
The fact that I didn't get any of those baked goods, though, is I'm still angry at you.
So I was just like, this is it. I'm going to sit on my couch and watch cheesy movies.
I mean,
and eat these.
That sounds perfect.
It was great. And then I continued to keep eating the next weekend because it was my birthday.
Oh my God. Actually, like the whole month of February, because I'm always like on a diet of all time, and I've been doing really good, especially I'm getting new headshots this week. And I was like, okay, well, up until my headshots, I'm going to be like super strict. No, there was Valentine's Day. And then my headshots got pushed back a week. So I was like, great. Woo! I even have another week to even lose more weight. And then it was your birthday, and it was like I was going to be executed the next day, I feel like, because I ate as if I was dying.
Yeah, I had like a little brunch at my apartment. It was really fun. The past couple of years I've, you know, like gone out and like kind of been crazy, like, mm-hmm. you know, with bars or whatever. But I was like, my birthday was on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So I felt like just doing something nice.
You were turning
like,
a sensible yeah. age too.
I had a whole like Bloody Mary bar. We had like pastries. People cooked. It was everything I wanted.
It was really nice. And you were nervous because it was like kind of a lot of different friend groups.
I get a lot of anxiety with like mixing friends because I always have like friends in different places.
Yes.
You know, I've never been that person. Like I've never been like, you know, with like my Ross and my Rachel, like my group of friends.
Yeah.
I've always just had like different friends all over.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of anxiety. I'm not alone in that. I think
no,
other people feel
I
that
totally,
way too.
I totally get that. But I think it went really smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
I think everything,
yeah. I mean,
everybody
I'm friends with all nice people because I'm so nice.
Oh, well, or maybe it's just the opposite. We're all terrible people. That could
sure,
be
whatever.
What it is. But besides those two things, I mean, there were tons of award shows and like stuff like that.
We've been feeling super productive.
We have
been. Because we're working
on
a new top secret project.
Yes, we are.
Well, when I say that, it makes it seem like it's like really,
no,
really
it's,
big.
It's not, we're not like
we're,
working on
we're
the new
We're developing
something movie.
Right now with a friend of ours. And so we've just been writing a lot.
I know Connor and I are like, so these two guys that we know who are super funny.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. They've written and like done a bunch
We've
of
done
stuff
with them before.
For some reason, I mean, they think Connor and I are like funny
legit.
And like that we know what we're doing. And secret is we have no
so like,
clue.
We're like in these writing meetings.
And we're like, oh yeah, this is my idea.
Yeah, let's
and
just
it's,
throw stuff out there.
And
like,
then
let
it's
me pitch
just
this.
Connor
one.
And I like looking at each other, like, and we can just read each other's minds of like, oh my God, what are we even talking about? Are we making fools of ourselves? But somehow it's working out great, and
we're
I can't wait to show everybody. Yeah. So pretty much Connor and I are like going to be like famous writer, director, producers like as well. Like 6 months soon. Tops. Like 6
yeah,
months.
Yeah. Tops. That's like, I think that's a really like accurate goal to have.
Absolutely. Famous in 6
Definitely
months.
Achievable.
Great.
No problem.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner.
February was a big month in the entertainment world.
It was. I mean, like I said, like there were so many award shows in February.
Yeah, the Grammys. The Grammys were kind of a snoozer.
Literally always.
Always. There was like no... The worst was Madonna, I have to say.
Yeah, like, she...
Girls gotta let it go.
She's... I'm that sorry. Was...
Put some clothes on. Even Lady Gaga was more dressed than you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, that was terrible. My favorite part of the Grammys was the Rihanna song, which I can't stop listening to.
Can we talk about Annie Lennox, though?
She was great.
She stole the show.
She was really great.
I was like... This girl is coming out of nowhere.
But it's like, I don't know, the Grammys just feel like one big joke to me. So
it's just too long.
I don't even care.
We watched the Oscars together.
Yeah, we watched, that was Connor's birthday. It was like, it was on your actual birthday,
yeah.
The Oscars.
Yeah,
so
that's
we,
happened before. And I like, really, I thought maybe I was going to wake up that morning and like have an Oscar. Like someone was going to get me one for my birthday. It didn't happen.
Been really cute.
But like, I thought it might.
Yeah. I mean, that's another
dreams
good goal.
Dreams come true
yeah,
on your birthday.
And on Oscar day, dreams come true.
And a lot of dreams
for
are
for boring
dashed.
People, though.
Yeah.
Like, why did Michael Keaton not win? Have you, by the way, seen the gif that's going around? The
no.
saddest, it makes me cry.
Uh-oh.
It is a gif of Michael Keaton when Eddie Redmayne wins. And so, like, everybody's standing up. Because why? I don't know. That performance was boring as fuck. But whatever. Everybody's standing up and, like, giving him his little standing ovation. And there's a camera pan. And you see Michael Keaton standing up, putting his Oscar speech back into his suit jacket.
What?
Yes,
oh
it's like
God.
Him just like tucking it back in. And it is like so heartbreaking.
He really thought he was going to win.
He really, well, I mean, it was down between him and Eddie Redmayne. And he
yeah.
had won the night before at the Independent Awards.
Yeah, over, but well, I guess not over Eddie because.
Oh, yeah,
really
I guess
wasn't
it wasn't.
Movie,
no.
I don't think.
But Jack and I, my boyfriend Jack and I, were actually having a discussion about this morning that Michael Keaton, he's just like, he's just so happy. Like, you know, he's been on this track. Like, he is always saying, like, I don't see why people complain about the award show. This is so much fun.
Yeah, he's just, like,
and
happy
he's
to be invited
kind of really
to the party.
In – Jack was saying, like, he's begun the second chapter of his career now.
Yeah.
Like, he's back. He's back for
and
his comeback.
And he's going to be
able
to do a ton more stuff.
So
now.
I hope that happens. He sometimes comes into my work.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe I can become best friends with him soon.
Absolutely.
I know. I love him.
I thought the speeches overall were great. Like, it wasn't
they're big,
a lot
powerful
of, it
ones.
Wasn't a lot of, like, listing of names and
yep.
stuff like that. Like, Patricia Arquette, like – I mean, she got some backlash afterwards.
Well, if she would have just kept it on that speech, it would have been fine. It was when she went back and then had to be like, gay people, stand behind me.
Black people
stand behind me. Like, you need to stand by. And I was like, girl.
And then she like she apologized.
Yeah.
And there's some now that's saying that like there's some bill that's like being like pushed through like
yeah.
because of this.
I mean,
speech.
I support
that's
what
really
she was
cool.
saying with obviously with women need to have the same
yeah.
rights and stuff,
yeah.
but she just took it a little too far. She got a little too excited with that Oscar win. Let her mouth ramble too much.
I watched Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lopez's reaction to that all day
It's
long.
Amazing. I'm sure Jennifer Lopez was also like, holy shit, I'm sitting next to Meryl Streep during this.
Yeah.
Meryl
Have you
Streep's
seen the
freaking
Instagram,
out.
The selfie that they took together
no.
on J-Lo's Instagram? Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, my new best friend.
I love it.
Meryl and from the block.
Did she really say Meryl from
no.
the block? I was about
no,
to be.
I did. I'm going to take full credit on that one.
You do. And then honestly, I feel like the person who stole the show, and maybe it's the ultimate birthday present to Connor, was Lady Gaga.
I could cry talking about it right now.
And y'all know, if you've been listening to this podcast, that this
she
has been
a big point of contention
for
us.
Connor and I. It's almost broke us up many times. But I have to be like, I have to give it where given is due. She killed it.
I mean,
she looked phenomenal
we
too.
Were, and we were, the whole show, like, it was everyone knew she was performing, when she was wearing those, like,
red
gloves.
Latex gloves.
There are so many like gifts and stuff about like, oh, forgot to like finish washing the dishes before I showed up, or
like exactly
hamburger helper.
Like that's exactly what it looks like. But when she came out with that blonde,
and they kept saying like a
on.
Special performance from Lady Gaga, like no one knew what it was, and yeah. then like they started playing The Sound of Music, like music, and I was like, oh my God. And the whole room, at the end of it, the whole room, I think we all started clapping.
We did.
Erupted in applause.
It was amazing.
And Julie Andrews came out, and Gaga was crying, and Julie Andrews was crying.
We were crying. It was.
I have to say, though, my girl Shonda Rhimes was throwing shade at Lady Gaga. And I'm so upset.
I haven't seen anything about this yet. So
it was like everywhere. They were talking about it like. Basically, she tweeted, I can't believe that just happened. Like, Adina was right there. Like, Adina should have done it. I can't believe Julie Andrews had to see that. Shade.
That is shade.
And like, what is Shonda Rhimes that she's even talking about with the Sound of Music?
I know.
Singing, like,
I feel like Shonda Rhimes would
love
Lady Gaga.
Trained for 6 months with a vocal coach to do what she did. And she sounded good. And now it's just been announced she's going to be the star of the new season of American Horror Story.
See, I can't with that, though. I can't with that.
I think it's going to be a huge disaster, but amazing.
Lady Gaga being the star of American Horror Story. It's like, what has happened to this once brilliant show?
I don't know.
They got rid of Jessica Lange, so they had to just bring on another.
I guess the door is still open for her to be in it. Like, she has not, like, I guess someone asked her, and she basically said, like, if they, like, approach me with a good character, I will.
Yeah, probably because she was like, this last character was a crazy ass mess. Let's get it together, y'all.
But Lady Gaga is having a
She really is. She got engaged to that hot ass
guy. She won a Grammy this month.
Yeah.
Like, she did great with Tony Bennett on the Grammys.
She's killing it, man.
And I just have to say, Madonna must be so mad because Madonna's, you know, Lady Gaga's killing it while Madonna's literally falling on stage.
I mean,
you all have not seen this video of Madonna.
It was the Brit Awards. It was like 2 days ago.
She was like trying to take off some cape and it wouldn't come off. And then one of her dancers with the antlers on his head tried
pulled
to
it back.
Rip it off. And then she fell down off like a flight of stairs.
She didn't
backwards.
Fly down. She literally flew down.
Like
it was amazing. And if you guys want to watch it, I'll give a little shout out to Jack and Justin. They over at Funny or Die made a hilarious 30-second clip with the bodyguard.
My favorite.
Just watch it.
Whitney Houston classic, The Bodyguard.
Speaking of which, they went and saw The Bodyguard at midnight on Valentine's Day.
You told me that. I wish that sounds like my dream.
I know. I was working and you were at home. We should have been with them.
Ugh. Oh, well, next time.
I know.
We should watch that soon.
Yeah, I would love to. Whitney.
So we're moving into March.
Done.
I do not like the month of March, I have to say.
I mean,
it always seems so long.
And it's like, what happens in March?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but who cares?
I do.
You do?
I'm Irish. I love St. Patrick's Day.
You love St. Patrick's Day.
Like, I love listening to, like, Irish music at, like, a bar.
Shut up. You do not listen to Irish music on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. This is the funniest new fact I've learned about you, Connor.
I love live Irish music.
Where are you going to see live Irish music?
I haven't really done it that much here.
Yeah, obviously.
But, like, in New York, it's a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, apparently Connor is psyched for Irish music and St. Patrick's Day. This is just, I feel like February kind of like marks the end of like our official holiday season. Like,
yeah,
yes, December is usually when it is. But yeah, like for us, the Oscars are done, Golden Globes, all of it. So now it's just like I feel like maybe March will be like our super productive month.
Yeah.
We're gonna write a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in full-blown maid of honor duty craziness.
You are.
Planning bachelorette
party. I mean, I feel
party.
Like I'm in this wedding at this point.
I mean, I feel like you are too. My mom, I think I mentioned that. Like, my mom literally asked, like, is Connor coming? I was like, Mom, no, that makes no sense. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much like all March is. I mean, just writing to become famous.
Mm-hmm.
Planning the ultimate bachelorette party ever.
Famous,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably be on some new diet in March, too.
I guess. Although I'm literally about to go buy that new, like, Ben & Jerry's flavor.
Oh, yeah, you guys, the core made it to L.A. The cookie core made it
to
L.A.
Here. I think I'm going to go buy it right now.
Yeah, so clearly Connor and I are on track for a productive March. Hope y'all are, too.
Bye!